You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This week we get into all our pop topics,
including Brooke Schofield, Donald Trump and Maya Jama and Stormzy's breakup.
Plus we give our thoughts on the Madden and RG, Central Cee and Ice Spice triangle.
And why we need Love Island to end ASAP.
Hello, hello, welcome back to Pop Off Podcast with me, Isla Lova.
And me, Lewis Ball. She addressed the elephant in the room. I'm blonde.
Oh my God, yes. Took me a second to notice it when you walked through the door, because I've been saying to you, like, are you going to dye your hair blonde? And you're like, no, no, no. So like, it feels normal for your hair to be blonde.
Yeah, and also I went to a concert with my friend last night and like, she didn't say anything the whole time. And I was like, I think people... Also, because I wear hats so often nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, I
feel like that's true. You have been wearing
You don't really like process my hair color. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But yeah, I went back blonde. It's very like, it's not yellow, but it's very like, I made it very clear I didn't want like a platinum.
Yeah, strawberry.
Like, yeah, like I wanted like a quite darker, it's not natural because you can quite clearly tell it's bleach because my eyebrows are like really dark, but like a natural color of a blonde. Yeah, I just did it because I feel like I'm consistently in my life, like every 6 months I look different and every 6 months I change. Like, I feel like my weight fluctuates loads. Like, I'm always changing my hair. Like, I've had long hair, makeup era, short hair, like, buzzed hair.
Long?
Like, it, well, like, long, like, oh, like okay. Really short.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was just, like, looking at pictures of me from this time last year, and I was like, I look the exact same. That's the first time in my life I've not looked back at me from last year and gone, wow, I look different. So, obviously, I had an identity crisis and had to do something about it, and the easiest thing to do was just bleach my hair. I don't know if I like it. I think it's fine. I'm not. I didn't do it, and I was like, "Oh, poor, what a fitty." Yeah. I was just like, "At least I don't hate it."
Yeah.
I was like, it could have been worse. So
I find it so hard with trying to reinvent myself, though. Like, I have honestly looked the same since I was about 12.
I know, and I don't understand. Like, I guess like filler.
Yeah, like
I don't. I'm so. I've gotten so scared of filler recently because I've had a thought about it. Like, what worries me about filler is like, where it all migrates to when you don't keep topping it up and you don't keep going to it. So like, because you know how filler never dissolves, like it scientifically stays, just migrates around and doesn't dissolve. So say it obviously when you're constantly getting it in your like jaw or on your lips, it like tops up and it keeps it in shape. But when you don't, like, where does it, like, it just, I don't know, it stresses me out.
Anything that I have to upkeep is a big fucking fat no for me, because it's just not in my DNA to, I do something once because I want to change, and then that's about it.
Yeah, I just want to go back to how I was before. If it's, if you start filler, I feel like that's like a commitment for life. Like, you've now got to, every 6 months, go and fucking inject yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like,
where would you get filler?
I want it on my jaw, and like, I just want it to be a bit more like her. That's the best way to describe it.
Oh, can you give me something to do so I can reinvent myself? Like a hair color, please.
I think you'd really suit an eyebrow piercing.
I've been saying this. What about a face toe?
Yeah, you said that. I don't mind the one that you said, the rose there. I like that idea.
Okay, but I'm talking about like,
would you want like a rose there when you're 45?
I wouldn't get a rose there.
And what would you get? I thought it was a rose.
Oh, no.
I thought it was like, a nice rose, like the other rose you have, like the long stem one.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was like a long stem. I don't know why I just imagined that.
I don't know either, because I've never said that. What the?
Me just like giving you.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I do want like, okay, a tattoo is more like.
Oh, for audio listeners, we're talking about not actual face tattoo. It's like the bit between your ear and your face. Like before your.
Like your tragus.
Yeah.
Is that your tragus? Yeah, that where you get your piercing.
Because I forget that not everybody watches this. So they'll be like, I'm going to get a tattoo here. And then they're like, where is here?
Under your eye. But then I'm thinking more like, kind of like semi-permanent, like maybe like a hair colour change.
Eyebrow piercing is technically semi-permanent.
Eyebrow piercing is painful. I want something that's not painful.
You wouldn't do it, but you buzz all your hair.
I know! I know. Okay, that's too semi-permanent. Like, I need like, yeah, I need something to, because I love getting braids, I love doing all of that stuff, but it's just like, I was getting braids last year. Like, this year, I want a change. Like, if, this is the thing, I love having curly hair, it's amazing, but you can't, like, switch it up that much, because unless you're getting like, especially because mine's bleached, I can't straighten it because my hair will literally fall out. And I can only get braids really. And even getting braids, I still get very sad like taking out the braids because your hair sheds and it's just like really like dramatic and upsetting. So yeah, I'm just thinking like a hair colour change. I had ginger hair. But that's another thing, like keeping up ginger hair is fucking long.
Really?
Yeah, because it just washes out in like a couple months.
What about like,
I was going to get, like, baby pink hair, but you have to, like, bleach the fuck out of your hair. It has to be white, basically.
God, I don't know. Would you ever experiment with wigs?
Yeah, that's an... Yeah, I could do wig, I guess. But they only last for, like, a week.
Yeah. What about, like, a bob cunt? Like, a bob cunt wig? You'd suit, like a long... With, like, a wispy fringe.
I want like
a honey blonde long with like a wispy fringe.
Or like a shag cut.
Yeah, that would be
a shag cut would be cool. Hot. If anyone has any suggestions on how I can reinvent myself, like to do with like more short term things, maybe like even a slit in my eyebrow might be quite cute. Should we do it together?
We could do it together. I just want to know if anyone has slit their eyebrow before, what the growth back process is. Like, does it come grow back like patchy? Because I've got big eyebrows, but like you've got quite like small.
Yeah,
like,
I basically have a slit in one eyebrow because it just grows all fucked.
Like, whereas mine are quite bushy and big. I don't want it to start like looking fucked like Frankenstein when it starts growing back. And now I just have to commit to an eyebrow slit for the like
the rest of your life.
Unless I want to like go through like 3 months of ugly eyebrows. You just got back from my beaver. How was it?
Yeah, I did. It was really, really good. Yeah, it was fun. It was definitely 6 in the morning, but still going strong.
What clubs? Did you go to clubs?
Yeah.
I feel like you were very quiet on social media when you went.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I just get nervous because like I get scared of posting things on the night and then I get scared of posting things in the morning. So I just don't end up posting anything.
Yeah.
And then with my socials and stuff, like, I feel like Ibiza is one place which is quite hard because you're literally, like, it's back to back, like, bus club, another club, another club sort of thing. And then when you're not, you're either sleeping or, like, you're literally in a fetal position. So it's quite hard to, like...
No, it is. It is. Ibiza's hard. Because also I feel like whenever you're getting... Because you're, like, tired and hungover, whenever you're getting ready to go somewhere, it's a rush.
Yeah.
Like, because you've left it late because you wanted to spend extra time in bed or extra time scrolling on your phone or extra time, like, brain switch off.
Literally.
Whereas, like, if you're on, like, a chill holiday, like, you, like in the evening, you give, like, time to get ready and it's, like, you can, like, properly do it. Whereas I feel like constantly getting ready in Ibiza's, like...
yeah, literally. Like,
this booking's in 5 minutes. The boat's leaving in 10 minutes.
Literally. But I do feel like with social media, like, I don't have the eye for how I used to have it before. Like, before I actually had it as, like, A, my job, and B, like, getting older, I just used to, like, put out stuff. Like, I wouldn't care so much at all. Anything that I saw that I found interesting or any opinion that I had on, like, something, like, for example, like, someone's left something, so I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Do you know what I mean? Like, just putting stuff on stories. And I need to get back into that because when I do actually, like, post things, obviously, like, I do get interaction and people do care, but my mind is just not switched onto social. My mind's not in work mode all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not in my bag.
I know. That's the exact same as me. And it's also, like, literally, like, I feel like it's so dumb to explain to, like, someone when it's, like, but your job is to post on social media. Like, what do you
what's
mean?
What's so hard? And also, what's so hard about that?
But it... I feel like it's just similar to, like, people have probably, like, anxiety about their work, like, work anxiety.
Yeah.
And but, like, you forget that, like, people follow you on social media because they want to see your stuff. And if you don't post, then people will unfollow you.
Yeah.
And whereas, like, I feel like your brain automatically thinks the other way. It's like, oh, the more I post, the more I'm annoying people. Mm-hmm. People are going to be sick of me. Like, it's better to just not post. When it's like, no, girl, that's, like, not turning up to your job.
Like, literally. No, literally.
Any stories from Ibiza?
Stories from Ibiza... Not really. Like, I spent loads of time with, like, my friends' parents and, like, just partying with them. Yeah.
Oh, was it, like... Were they just there as...
Yeah, so basically my friend's boyfriend was DJing at Ocean Beach, and then
did you go?
Yeah. I fucking love that place. It's so fun there because like it's for everyone, like anyone and everyone is like there, and you start off and you feel really good, like you can go there looking sexy, go there in heels, go there in flip-flops, go there in trainers, whatever you want to wear, like it doesn't really matter, but if you want to dress like real nice, you can. And then like everyone's like thinking that they look really nice and like looking at each other and whatever, and then by like in three hours time, everyone's like in the pool like doing backflips, like
that
just
pool's
like
so scary.
It's so scary, and everyone pees in it, so I don't know why you would ever go in there, so just don't go in there if you go there. And yeah, it's just the best. The music's so good. The music's like proper feel, depends when you go obviously, but more time like the music's very like feel good, like dancey, yeah, like singing sort of music and stuff like that. The only time that I looked scary was when HS Tookie was there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So, yeah, avoid him at all costs, but that's any day of your life, to be honest.
But, yeah. So his family was out there to...
No, my friend's family to support him.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. I went to see Megan Thee Stallion last night.
Oh, my God.
She was insane. Oh, my only... And I feel really uncomfortable every time I wear shorts on this podcast because I'm, like, feel so exposed, like, with my legs out. The only issue I had with it was her last tour date, and I could feel her voice was going, and like, she wasn't tired in the sense, but like, vocally she was tired. Like, and she was like she was like needing to drink water like halfway through songs and stuff, which obviously she's a fucking human, and at least that shows that she actually live performs, unlike some other people. So, you know, that's at least good. But the performance was crazy. She brought out Yuki Chiba, who's the rapper from Watashi wa Star, 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 Kira, which was crazy. I'm probably going to get into territory that people no one really cares about, but the crowd reaction when it came to songs like that, when it came to songs like Boa, when it came to songs like Reela, like the crowd energy is just so much more crazy, which like those songs got more of a crowd reaction than like her classic songs like Body or like Savage.
Really?
I just feel like because those type of songs are like songs which no other female rapper like does that kind of, like what other female rapper has done a song like Mamushi, like they're so, and I feel like the crowd just goes so crazy for it because it's so authentically her. And what I was also going to say is like I didn't really look at the set list before I went. And, like, obviously she has her songs, which are, like, the songs which go number one, like, Savage and stuff. And it's all about, like, twerking, like, I'm a bad bitch, like, all that kind of stuff. But when you listen to her discography, like, back to back to back, in a night like that, like, you A, forget how many, like, fucking bangers and how many songs she has. And B, like, how much range she has as a rapper. I feel like people view her as so one-dimensional because those are the songs, which I don't blame them because those are the songs that blow up. And those are the songs which, if you're not a Megan Thee Stallion fan and going to go through her albums, they're the only songs you've heard. But when you, like, the argument that, like, every Megan Thee Stallion song sounds the same, or the argument Megan Thee Stallion only raps about twerking is so null when you, like, actually are there watching her rap about all these different topics and all these different like samples and genres and all that kind of stuff. Also, the other thing that I always forget about Megan is that she has such a diverse fan base. I think because she's like, obviously she's a very, she herself like is a self-proclaimed nerd. She's very into anime. So there was so many people dressed in cosplay there.
Yes, I only clocked the recently that she was so into anime.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, because I know how much shit black women get for the whole anime stuff. So I was, like, worried that she was just, like, getting into it because of her new song or something.
Mm-mm.
So, like, it's really good that you said that because, like, yeah, I know black women get so much fucking stick. Because, you know, oh, I don't even remember her name, but she used to be all over Twitter. This, like, she was, like, more light-skinned, like my complexion, and she used to do cosplay all the time. Mm-mm. And she used to get so much stick for like doing it because obviously black women doing cosplay and entering their world and shit like that. That is really cool to hear.
No, yeah, but she's huge. There's this literal video of her in high school being like, it's a discrimination to nerds everywhere. Like she's like being a nerd. But like, yeah, there were so many people in cosplay there. There was a lot of like, I don't know if goth's the right word to use, but like a lot of like fringe shag cut, lip piercing, eyebrow piercing, lipstick, all in black, like, which I feel like no other female rap, like, rapper has that.
That is range.
And then, but then there was also a bunch of girls, like bandanas, like floor length, like white linen skirts, like Birkenstocks and like satchels.
I swear,
like, the crowd was like so random, but like, it made it so much nicer because it was like, oh, it's crazy that like one person has brought all these like random people who probably never would. But then you also had like, you know, your typical female rap, like gay men shouting and like baddies twerking. Like it was like such a random crowd of people, but that's what made it so good.
Yeah.
Such a good night.
I love that. That's so good.
It was so much fun. What else happened? Oh, the Euros happened this week.
Oh yeah, the Euros.
How was the Euros in Ibiza? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched that Ocean Beach.
That is so good.
Everyone was fucked. It was quite funny, but like, yeah, it was calm. Like, do you know what? I'd much rather have been there than like in the UK watching it, because you know when England loses, it's just like, it's an
I left before they lost because I was like, I'm not being here when they lose.
You know, literally. And also, I'm like the biggest troll when I'm drunk. So like, it's just not good for me to be around people that like have lost. Like, it's a big no-no. So yeah, when they lost, like, it was all good, innit? Like, everyone just kept partying. And it was just those of Spanish people like walking down. I was like, go Spain, innit? Like,
this, thanks for Ibiza. I didn't even think, because I like literally didn't even put two and two together that Ibiza is in Spain.
Yeah. Like, so we were just chilling, really.
It's like all those tweets that people are tweeting me, like England versus Spain when it gets Ibiza.
Literally, or Benidorm. But yeah, like it was a win-win, because if Spain lost, like it would be a bit like, do you know what I mean?
Ocean Beach would be fine, though.
Yeah, Ocean Beach would have been fine. Like, but then everyone just drank to like be sad.
Wait, so they put it on like a screen at Ocean Beach?
Yeah, a massive screen.
Did you see Wireless ended their festival at 7 p.m.?
That is a fucking piss take. And we're going to get into all tickets and things like that soon. But like, ending your shit early for England to lose.
Ending a festival at 7 p.m. is crazy. But I also do kind of get it because like everybody would leave anyway. But I'm just
no,
like,
but they should have just put it on there. And that's not for them to decide.
Doja Cat was the headliner on that day. Like, if you want to watch Doja Cat, you're probably not the same fan base who desperately wants to watch the football. If it was like Travis Scott, which was, I think was the Saturday night.
Yeah.
Like, I would get it. Like Travis Scott is very like heavily like straight man. Like, I could see the crossover between a Travis Scott fan and an England fan.
Right.
I feel like you were safe with a good bet having Doja Cat on the Sunday night. Or I guess, like, Nicki probably would have been a safe bet as well, because, like, Nicki Minaj's crazy fans are going to stay either way. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it wasn't necessary to pull
definitely
it forward.
Not. Also, it probably wasn't even, like, up to the fans. It's probably everyone that was fucking working.
Oh,
there.
That's so true, actually. Like, everybody else.
Everyone that was working there was like, we're not working if, like, you don't let us leave early.
But I just think that's so... I actually think it's really disrespectful to Doja. Because, like, what? Now she has to perform at 5 p.m. in a mid-afternoon.
So, wait, did they cut... I don't understand.
I think they just
people?
Brought everything forward. So, like, the festival started at, like, 11 or 12. And then Doja Cat was headlining at 5 p.m. in broad daylight.
That's a piss take.
I would be so pissed off if I was like, because as someone who's going to see her, and also her performance at Wireless has gone super viral, because people are like, she's crazy, like star power. But as all the complaints I've seen is like, this would have been 10,000 times better if it was dark and the lightings were going off and like all that kind of stuff. It takes you out of the performance so much, especially someone like Doja Cat, who's like whole like staging and energy is all like very like seductive and dark. Like dark lighting and like I just feel like when I went to see her, it was all a lot of like pyrotechnics and fire and that kind of stuff, which you're just not getting the same effect when it's in daylight. Like, I'd be pissed if I was a fan, but I'd be also pissed if I was Doja, because I'm like, I'm literally one of the biggest artists in the world, and you have me performing at 5 p.m. to an empty crowd. Like,
no, literally,
I'm never coming back here again.
And also, like, stages are actually just ugly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So the more you can actually see the stage, the worse.
I've seen rumors that Wireless is turning into a day festival next year, one day festival.
Shut up, really?
Because of how bad this shit was, and like
how bad it was in terms of.
So like they had so many cancellations.
Of artists.
Yeah, like pulling out literally last minute, like literally on the day. And also apparently everybody was complaining about how it was run, and apparently don't believe me, I just read one TikTok. This was just one TikTok on my view page. Apparently it's also due to budget, like they were like, they stretched their budget so much this year to try and like do a really good year, and it kind of flopped. So like they didn't make it back, and they're like, we're gonna have to cut down next year. I don't think Wireless is a festival that needs to be on for 3 days. Because I saw a lot of complaints about people on Twitter being like, there's a Twitter account called Mimi the Music Blogger, and she is very, she knows her shit. And she was complaining, being like, it's so American heavy, this lineup for like a British festival that has stereotypically celebrated like British music. But then I saw someone quote tweet and be like, but British music is not good right now, especially in the rap hip hop scene. Like,
and also it's a blessing that we're able to get so many American artists, because I do and do and don't disagree with that, because I feel like we've always, why has this always been a mix? Like back in the day, you had Drake, you had Kanye West, you had Jay-Z, Rihanna. You had Rihanna, all these people headlining. Like it was that festival out in the whole of probably Europe that really had people come in like that over 3 days.
Didn't it go for a really random few years where it was like chasing status? And like,
yeah, Calvin Harris. I remember.
Like that was like, when you look at it now, it's like, why did they do that?
No, literally, and it's always like changed and switched up, and I think it's good that it's one of those festivals that do actually accommodate for like, they actually like adapt and like they try different things out. So I kind of disagree with that, to be honest.
Yeah,
and also yeah, as you said, like
who is so the headliners right now? The headliners were Nicki Minaj, 21 Savage / J Huss. I'm assuming that's just because they didn't want all Americans, because that's so random to have two headliners on the same day, and then Doja Cat on the Sunday.
Who was a British that was on there?
Okay, so the British people on the lineup, J Huss, Digga D, Strands as well, actually.
Okay, better. See, Strands is actually good, but people don't even care about him too much.
But back to the Euros. I was going to say what you said, you know, when you were like, I can't remember what the conversation was, but there was a segue, like a link with what I was going to say. But last time the Euros was on, like, I was like, I just believe, right, what anyone tells me when it comes to topics that I don't know about, such as football. So, like, in 2021, when it was the Euros final, everybody was... And we kept, bearing in mind, we kept winning the games. Like, every game we kept winning. And, like, on the day of the final or the weekend of the final, everybody was like, yeah, it's coming home, England's winning. So, obviously, me not knowing anything about football, oh, it's coming home. Like, it is. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody is saying this with such, like, factuality. Like, no one's being like, oh, I hope it comes home. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, it is coming home.
Yeah.
I'm like, so it's coming home. So I get blackout drunk at 2 p.m. Don't remember the second half of the final. We lose. Everyone's crying. And I'm blackout on a bus and have my first ever argument with my boyfriend. So this year, I was like, I'm not doing that again. Like, I'm not just letting everyone convince me it's coming home, because it doesn't come home. If people are saying it comes home, there is still a possibility that it does not come home. So I, like, didn't drink all day. And also, I feel like I was just saying to Isla before we start recording, England fans, or football fans in general, have this weird thing where they have to be extremely optimistic about it. Like, they can't be real. They can't be like, Spain's actually a really good team and have played really well, and we've not played that well in this tournament. So there's a possibility that we'll lose. Like, it was like, I was sat at this pub before, and all these boys were like making predictions. They were like, 3-1 England, 3-2 England, 4-1 England. And I was like, okay. I was like, what is it about this where, like, I don't know if it's like you can't be like caught speaking bad into existence, but like, there is nothing like I think so passionately about that I could never speak bad, or like never even question the chance of like, oh, we might not look, we might not win. Like, they speak about it in such a way that like it's like it's not an option that they don't win.
It's always just like, look, we always get so fucking close and we just never do win. So yeah, hopefully with a new manager as well, like, we might win next time or something.
Well, the women won.
The women won.
And so it did come home.
Yeah, it did.
And it's still technically home because they haven't played again.
No, exactly.
That's all I care about. But yeah, this year I was smart and I didn't drink. And I had like 2 glasses of wine and I left 10 minutes before the end because...
Why did you do that?
Because I knew we were losing and it was a Sunday night. And I was just like, why am I getting fucking blackout drunk right now to go home when everyone's lost?
Yeah, it's sad.
And then wake up on a Monday fucking hungover.
It is so sad.
Just like, listen, if we win, I'll down 3 tequila shots and a bottle of wine.
I just knew
that wasn't happening.
That's very sensible. That is like something. So a little bit of reflection time.
Yeah, because
last week. When we were speaking about you.
But I did have a very big Friday night. Wait, what did I do on Friday night again? Fuck, I can't even remember.
Yeah, but that is a good thing. Like, you had one big night and then you're like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not just going to be getting fucked up for no reason for a country to lose.
on a Sunday night, may I remind you. Maybe we should get into this week's pop topic.
Yes, let's get into this week's pop topic. Let's start off with, so last week I did want to speak about ticket prices. No, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but I want to speak about ticket prices. And as of recently, this week, Billie Eilish has released her O2, is it O2?
Yeah.
Her O2 ticket prices, her O2 tickets, whatever. And they haven't actually sold out because the starting price is £284. £284.
That's literally...
What the fuck?
That's literally like a mid... Which, of course, my brain goes here, but this is literally how I compare prices of things to everything. But like, that's literally like a mid-range handbag.
Right?
Like, that's like a...
That is something that you could keep for the rest of your life. Yeah. Obviously, memories are fantastic, blah, 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 blah. But like, I do think it's a shame when her fan base, for me, seems quite young. Like young, you know? So yeah, that's crazy. And I was going to speak about ticket prices as well the other week, because when I went to Afro Nation, the most expensive tickets, which was the Golden Circle, which is like right next to the stage, were €800.
That's insane.
€800 for tickets. Also, like, even Glasgow, the tickets there for the whole week are not like £300.
I think they're £350.
And that's for a 3-day festival. One of the biggest festivals. And obviously that's like just for the ticket to get in, but like...
I think hospitality is 800.
Mm.
But yeah, the ticket price, it's like an actual issue.
Like, no, it's a massive issue.
And also I think it's been like a post-COVID thing. Like, I feel like everybody got so excited that things were back after COVID that like things are selling out like yeah. that. And also it's a thing that I've noticed recently with... specifically TikTok, is that TikTok makes things so, like, everybody just assumes that they need to, like, back in the day, it would be like, oh, if you were a fan of this artist, or if you knew about, like, say, I don't know, Glastonbury, or you knew about, I don't, like, even things like Notting Hill Carnival, or specific things were meant for specific fans of that thing. But the way of TikTok virality and that kind of stuff has just opened it up that, like, everyone assumes that they need to go to everything. Like, I saw people buying, what tickets were it? The Beyonce Renaissance tickets. And I was just like, but you do know, but they were like, oh, like, I'm, like my friends actually ended up buying the tickets and selling them because they bought them. And I was like, you do know this is the Renaissance album tour. Like, she's just singing songs from her new album. And they were like, oh. They were like, so it's not going to be, like, all her old stuff. I'm like, no.
Renaissance.
Like, and it's because people were making TikToks being like, Renaissance tour, like, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And it was like...
It's just trying to catch on.
Same sort of thing with, like, the Eras tour with Taylor Swift. Like, it's, like, this new thing where it's like, you have to go to everything. And, like, it seems to be the done thing, which makes artists... the demand higher. So, like, now artists are, like, taking the piss with, like, the price. I'm sorry, but, like, especially if it's at the fucking O2, you can't even do much in the O2 to, like, make anything worth starting at £280.
No, literally.
Say if it was, like, Wembley and you were, like, gutting it out and doing some crazy, like, staging and all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, because Wembley can be fucking sick as well.
Like, what's the Tottenham Hotspurs?
Yeah.
Because I saw The Weeknd there and the staging of all that was crazy. When it's, like, a stadium like that. But this is what I don't understand. If you want to... do 3-4 nights at the O2. I mean, I guess maybe it's not available, but why wouldn't you just do it in a stadium and do one night and make it crazy good for everyone?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what the thought process behind that was.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. But yeah, £284 is fucking crazy. Go spend that money on like a nice handbag.
Right. Oh, unless if you're a big billionaire. I guess for some people like it is...
Yeah, some people will pay that, but like for the people that just generally like what happened, it's not every day like diehard fans. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes it is actually just people that want to go see Billie Eilish. Like
if or
it
like was want a night out,
Want a night out and want to like go see someone that they've enjoyed like whatever album that they've been listening to. Do you know what I mean? Like for me, I would not pay that amount of money because I'm not that much of a Billie Eilish fan, but I did really like that album, so it is a shame.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like what happened to the people in like.
Not
in between, but like below, like the people that aren't fucking diehard. £284.
Next pop topic: Brooke Schofield. Who the fuck did I marry? She has made I can't remember how many parts specifically, but it's like an insane amount of parts about this man called Clinton Kane, who she dated, and Clinton Kane like lied about where he was from. I think he lied about his parents dying.
Yeah,
like some fucked up. Do not get me wrong, this story is fucked up. Like I have not paid enough attention to it. I have not gone through all these different parts because, as I said, when we spoke about Risa Tisa's original one, you were invested in it and listening to all the parts. I was like, there is nothing.
No one.
Oh, I thought you were listening to it all. But there is no one. Like, Beyonce could do a 25-part expose about her relationship with Jay-Z.
You would listen. Come.
I would listen to someone explaining everything she's... The highlights, yes. Yes. But I don't think there is... There is no relationship I would care enough about to listen to a hour-long debrief about it. Unless it was, like, maybe my best friend. Then I would want to know all the details. Yeah, yeah. But if I have a parasocial relationship with you, no. Someone explain it to me in 60 seconds or less.
Literally, like, yeah.
So I haven't listened to it all. But I was saying... Me and Isla were saying, speaking about it before, like, this is, like, not... Like, people are like... What do you think about the Brooks Griffin? I'm like, am I getting old? Because I really, A, don't care, and B, don't get it, and C, I'm out the loop.
Yeah.
Like,
it's way too far gone. Yeah. It's very American, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's American, but also I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's like so I used to be a huge Tana Mojo fan.
Mm-hmm.
Loved her down. Like, loved her when she was, like, literally, like, 16 in her bedroom, being like, bleach and tone, he fucked me with a toothbrush. Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. So I always will like Tana. I don't really get Brooke as much. I listen to a cancelled podcast on and off. I'm not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like will listen to it if I've got nothing else to watch. So I don't really get the Brooke lore.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's why, but I also just don't know if it's because like I'm getting old.
Mm. I've never really known like where she came from. Like obviously everyone knows who the fuck Tana Mojo is. But then I only started to know who Brooke Schofield was because of the cancelled podcast.
So she was Tana's assistant. I'm pretty sure. And then Tana did a story time about an assistant fucking the guy that she was dating and called her Mindy, and Brooke was Mindy. So Brooke and Tana then fell out because Brooke fucked the guy that Tana was seeing. I think, though, if I'm wrong, literally correct me in the comments. I don't really care. I'm not, this isn't something which I'm like trying to like prove my knowledge about this.
Yeah.
And then somehow they forgave each other, and then they started the podcast together.
Oh, okay.
Because like there was like their relationship was like famous because of like Tana did a story time about her assistant fucking.
Right.
Her.
Interesting. Oh, and I also know how kids Tana bought her like a Bronco, Ford Bronco.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
But yeah, like it's all like
the thing that pisses me off, which I was saying before, is that now everyone's being like, she's doing a Brooke Schofield, like she's doing this, she's doing that. Brooke Schofield did not fucking originate this trend.
Mm.
Give credit to the woman which literally revolutionized TikTok story times. Because you were all doing it in parts 2 and 3 before. You were getting it out and out until Risa Tisa came along and gave you like parts and hours. We would have never had this format if it wasn't for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My Jama and Stormzy have broken up for the second time.
I think it's done now.
Oh, it's got to be, surely. You can't go back again.
No.
But what I will say is that the statement made me laugh so much. The way that they started it being like, we're laughing trying to draft this. Like, I saw so many people being like, good luck to whoever's next to get with this.
Yeah.
Like, that was an amicable breakup. And sometimes, obviously, an amicable breakup is, like, ideal for the people involved. But an amicable breakup for the next person is never good.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Wait, why would you say so?
I mean, if it's, like, amicable in the sense of, like, yeah, like, there's no bad blood, that's fine. But amicable in the sense of, like, we're still buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
Gonna see each other in the same industry events.
It's long.
My back is up. Yeah. And I could trust you 100%, but my back will still always be up about that person.
Yeah, you naturally have, like, that anxiety. Or you just don't really give a fuck about that person.
Especially when it's a situation like this where they've already gone back once. So who's to say they wouldn't go back
again?
It's not like we dated for a year and realised we are not compatible.
But then it also just, like, it depends, like, once you do get back with that person, it depends, like, what wasn't vibing. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine if they're just not sexually attracted to each other anymore.
I mean, from an armchair out of person's perspective, who the fuck am I to know what's going on? But my guess would be she's so fucking busy and she's like kind of at the peak slash can still go higher in her career.
Mm.
Whereas I feel like he's kind of like, he's still releasing music, but he doesn't care. He's not caring. Like, he's got the number ones. He's got the accolades. He's got the money. Like, he can chill a bit now. I just imagine it's like, lifestyle differences.
Yeah.
Like, he's just chilling at home and she's flying. They probably never saw each other.
Mm.
And if they had to see each other, he'd have to, like, you know, fly to South Africa and fly to New York. And he probably doesn't want to do that. And it's just like, if you don't... I just feel like they're at probably different stages of life.
Mm.
He's also very religious.
Is he?
Yeah, very, very religious. So I feel like maybe he wants to, like as most religious people do, like start a family and all that kind of stuff. And it would kind of maybe hinder her career if she all of a sudden had a baby.
Although, that would make sense.
That's just my guess, but I could be completely wrong. Maybe they just, as you said, don't find each other attractive. Yeah. Maybe they're just like, wait, we're just really good friends and not sexual apart. But damn, rough day for everybody who was like, give your ex another chance.
Yeah. And they did, and they got fucked over. And it's not amicable at all.
This is why, and yeah, as you should never base your relationship decisions or relationships or happiness in general off celebrities. Because if you were like, oh, if they gave, if Maya Jama and Stormzy can work it out, maybe me and my ex cannot work it out. You are not Maya Jama and Stormzy. You can't work it out.
Don't do that.
Do not taste them, your relationship pillars of Maya Jama and Stormzy, because it's not ending well.
Okay, third to final. Wait, third to final?
Second to last.
Wow. Second to last pop topic is the Ambani wedding. So if you didn't know, the not the richest people in the world, but the richest people in Asia, the son got married. And so to start off with, they had massive pre-weddings. They had Rihanna perform, and then they had Justin Bieber perform. Justin Bieber got paid $10 million for that. But also, what killed me on the lead up to that, because I was trying to search for ages. As soon as Justin Bieber started posting the pictures of him, he posted about, I think, like, four dumps of, like, him being there. I was like, this man is getting paid bread. Because it would be, like, him and, like, the son, like, just, like meeting or, like, sitting there, and we'll insert the pictures. But it's just, like, very, like, awkward, like, not a vibe. And also, like, Justin Bieber right now, he doesn't really post like that, or he just posts his wife. So yeah, that killed me. And then we had the likes of, so the actual wedding was a few days ago now, like, I think on the weekend. We had the likes of Kim Kardashian there, what's his name, Law Roach was there. We had Annie Doble was there from Annie's Ibiza.
Oh my god, yeah, I saw that. I was like, what's your connection, girl?
Yeah. No, she the woman that was getting married is like a Annie's Ibiza
fan.
Customer.
Ah.
Customer, yeah, like one of the
wow.
Yeah. I mean, definitely in that price range.
Maybe I need to start getting dressmaking.
Yeah.
Wow, I want to get invited to these events.
Yeah.
No, but the wedding looked insane.
Yeah.
And I saw loads of people speaking about Kim and Chloe being like, okay, like, these girls, I need them to start, I need their own show of them doing, like, a tour around the world and, like, just, like, to see the outfits, like.
They look fucking insane. But it was actually, like, crazy because I did see a little bit of discourse, but obviously about Kim being there, and, like, Kim got the most, like, presence out of anyone on my social media room that was there. Like, Justin Bieber performed there. Even Rihanna performed, but I think Kim Kardashian, what she was wearing, was spoken about more than, like, both of them.
But it's because Kim knows what she's doing. Like, Kim is giving us so much insight on her story. She's not an elusive celebrity like some of these other celebrities. Mm. Her whole presence in the media is being such an open book. Mm. The thesis in people's head is that you have free range to say whatever you want about Kim Kardashian because she is such an open book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas, like, a lot of other celebrities are a lot more private and secretive and, like, shy away from the public eye. So it's a bit more, like, it makes you care a bit less about them. Whereas, like, you have so much content on Kim to discuss because, as I said, she puts everything about her life everywhere that, like, she's kind of fair ground, which it never surprised me that Kim's always, like, every Met Gala, Kim's the most spoken about. Mm-hmm. She's never in the most crazy outfit, or she's never doing the most interesting looks, or she's never doing anything out of this world like some other people. But she's always top one, two, three of, like, most spoken about on Twitter that night because everybody's got something to say about, she's such a divisive character because she's sacrificed so much of her life.
What did you think of the fits?
I thought everyone looked so good. Yeah, like, every outfit I saw was so good.
Yeah, the wedding cost like around like $200 million. And I just think the amount of money that they have when, like, there's so much poverty in the world is
sad. No, there's no, as people say, there's like, you can't be an ethical billionaire. Like,
no.
Because you physically do not need that much money. So, like, to sit on that much.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're like worth like 200 billion or something like that. That is crazy. And if you don't, like, if you just think, oh, 200 billion, wow, like, that's a lot. Like, your jaw will drop when you ever, have you compared, have you, do you know, like, the difference between a million seconds and a billion seconds? It's like 13 days yeah. and like 31 years. It's crazy. Like, when you put it like that, it's fucking insane. So, yeah, it's just, it's madness. But
I'd love to know how much Kim's out, because she was saying that all her jewelry and stuff was all diamonds and like she must have been.
There was, I think, one of the other sisters.
She made a, she made an Instagram story being like full diamonds, fully cut it out. And I was like, obviously happy that she got over her trauma, but I was just really shocked that she was like, I guess like that security would have a crazy, I mean, that wedding would have crazy, 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 crazy security. But like after everything that happened to her in Paris and all the, and like, like the, like that was specifically over jewelry. Mm-hmm. I just was surprised she was so open about it. Mm-hmm. Like, good for her for getting over it and stuff. Yeah. I would just thought, I feel like if that was me, I'd still be so stressed about posting that kind of stuff. But I guess the security at that wedding is specifically bad. Would be crazy. Final pop topic of the week is that Donald Trump got shot.
What I was going to say about it was that because like loads of people got shot there, actually, like, because obviously everyone's talking about Donald Trump getting shot, but like someone died that wasn't the, like, in the crowd, and then I think like eight other people got injured, or four other people got injured, don't piece that shit up, but anyways, it's technically classed as a mass shooting because more than four people got injured and shot. And it's literally like there's been like four other since like, oh, there's been like 250 mass shootings like this year alone, and there's been like a certain amount, and it's just like crazy to think of the amount of mass shootings that there's been in America, and this man just wants everyone to have a fucking gun, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that like he will literally be shot in the head, but like if he becomes president, still won't, will like not decrease gun laws.
Mm.
Like, is that not insane that you can be shot in the head and still be like, yeah, you can go to Walmart and buy a gun.
Yeah, no, literally.
How would that not change your perspective?
He actually cringes me the fuck out as well. Like, honestly, anyone else that, like, got up like that and, like, withheld, like, a fucking gunshot wound to the ear, I would just be like, yeah, like, that is actually, like, so gangster. But it, when it was him, like, I saw people making TikToks like, oh, my God, like, that picture of him is so gangster. I'm like, no, it's not, though, is it?
Nothing about him can ever be gangster. Like, nothing he could ever do could ever make me think that. There are obviously conspiracy theories, and let me heavily emphasize before anyone tries to come for me or, more importantly, sue me, conspiracy theories that it was a staged because of the presidential campaign and for sympathy. Listen, I'm not the one to comment or not.
Have you seen, like, there's, like, a diagram of him, like, moving his head, and, like, he's literally like this, and it was, like, perfectly aimed, but when he went to turn to go point at something, like, that's when it shot and it went right past him. So if he, if his head was still there, like, it would have, but he literally moved his head at the perfect timing, and that is what is suspicious to me.
I mean, America's fucked either way, because Biden's...
Oh my God, Biden is scaring me.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, and he has, did you see he has COVID? he just tweeted. He has COVID-19 right now, and he just tweeted, I'm sick. And everyone's quote tweeting be like, me when I check my man has followed like five girls on Instagram after a night out.
He is such, like, he's such a memeable man. Like, he's there's so a video, old. No, there's a video of him the other day, and like this, like, I don't know, this guy's talking to me, he's literally just like,
I am sorry, I don't know if this is ageist, but I think there should be, there, you can't run for president in America, I think you have to be over the age of 30, but maybe it's 35, but there is a age you have to be over. I also think there should be an age where you have to be under. I don't think a man absolutely. Who can't form a sentence should be in charge of one of the largest countries in the world.
But also, like, surely, like, there's, like, mental, like, restrictions, like, they couldn't have, like, I don't know if this is going to sound bad, but they wouldn't have someone that's, like, going through psychosis to run for president.
But also, like, in the sense of, like, old people, like, actually, like, medically don't deal well with stress.
No.
And, like, all that, like, that is a very high stress job.
Yes, like, the highest.
Like, you would normally retire from, like, any job by that age, never mind go into one of the most stressful jobs on the planet.
I wonder what his nighttime routine is.
Skincare. Drunk elephant.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, anyway, we're going to
probably put some bronzing drops at night. Right?
That man does not use bronzing drops. He is ghostly. We're going to take a break right here, but we'll be back after the break to get into this week's Love Island and the Ice Spice Central Sea and Madeline RG triangle.
Right, well, there's been a lot of drama everywhere, hasn't there, really?
This has been, can I just say before we get into it, a highlight for me on the year. I feel like we've not had good old-fashioned messy, and more importantly, public breakdown messiness like this since, like, for years. Everyone is so secretive and elusive these days, and no one wants, like, the...
They were so exactly.
But, like, I feel like we haven't had, like, proper beef, like, and also, like, antagonizing beef. Like, they are antagonizing each other.
Yeah. Do you not just...
Ice by Central Sea and Madeline RG.
Yeah. Do you not just think, sorry to just jump straight in, but, like, it's all, like, a PR stunt?
So, this is my one thing. So, okay, well, let's break it down, the situation first. So, if you didn't know, Madeline RG, who is a British TikToker, was dating a British rapper called Central Sea. They were kind of like on and off for like 2 years, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Well, they were kind of like, people didn't know if they were dating or not. And then they were kind of like confirmed to be dating because he bought her a car, but he also cheated on her. And also it was kind of question mark because Central Sea raps a lot about like cheating on people. Mm-hmm. And he was confirmed to be cheating on people while with her, but she would go back to him and that kind of stuff. Anyway, fast forward to, I think a month ago is when they started teasing this song. And there is a UK influencer called Leah Holton who was on the Sideman show. And she did the, these rounds of fire, TikTok that everyone blew up on. She makes a TikTok in his car to the song. And everyone was like, what? This is Central Sea's car. And Madeline messages him, like, what's going on? And he's like, no, this is all just PR. Like, don't worry. And it was just PR, that specific situation. I'm pretty sure Leah Holton's come out and said, no, like, I'd say
that was just PR.
Yeah. But Madeline listened to the rap. This is all from her TikTok, by the way. She listened to the rap that he was releasing in this song. And it was all about, like, bragging about cheating on someone. And she was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Like, hang on a minute. I'm the girlfriend here.
Yeah.
And then apparently they went on holiday and got papped on holiday to like confirm that they were still together. But at this point, her and her manager started to realize that it was a PR stunt because conveniently they went on holiday just before the song was released and conveniently got papped, aka he called the paps to release the pictures to like prove to everyone that they were still dating. And then she wanted to break up with him apparently. And he was like, I'm really busy. I don't have time to break up. What? Like, I don't have time to sit down and have this conversation. Can we just hold on? And then all of a sudden he was spotted out shopping with Ice Spice at Chrome Hearts. And then it was announced that the song was coming out and all the promos were like her twerking on him, her on bed with him, all this kind of stuff. And then that's when we got Mad's TikToks being like explaining the situation. She also made a TikTok being like, this is all a PR stunt. You all fell for it. But I think it was her taking the piss. She's very sarcastic. It's very hard to know what's being serious.
It is so hard. Like, that's why I'm just like...
Yeah. I thought it was real just because of personal stories I've heard of their relationship. And also, something about it just felt real. And something about it, like, him specifically and her specifically, it just felt very real. The only thing that slightly got my back off is I follow Central Sea's makeup artist on Instagram and she posted like on the day that a few days after the music video came out, she was like posting stuff on her story, like resharing stuff from the shoot. And one of the things she reshared from the shoot was like props that were made for the shoot. And it was like fake magazines being like Ice Spice and Central Sea are dating? Central Sea caught in cheating drama! And I was like, this music video was probably shot weeks ago.
Yeah.
To make those props, you probably would have had to send them in to get printed over like a month and a half ago. That's made me a little bit conspiracy theorist, because I'm like, this feels a bit like, if you're getting these props specifically made for this thing, is this real? But I'm inclined to believe it is real. And honestly, if it isn't real, tends to all three parties involved, because they played it effortlessly, and it, at least it entertained us, even if it wasn't real.
Yeah, no, I do. That's the thing. You can't, you can't complain, because it is entertaining.
No, for real. If you're going to do a PR stunt, at least do it like that, where it's like, you can't really tell if it's real or not, and it's entertained us anyway. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've had so many people coming up to me being like, what do you think? What do you think? Is it real? Is it not? Like, the buzz they've generated, and it has worked. And the song's also fucking good.
Yeah, the song is good. I can't remember it, though.
But why can't I? If he's cheating, I'm doing him worse. I hit the reverse. What I was gonna say is, obviously, it's bad if it is real. Poor girl has been cheated on, and very publicly as well. But sometimes I kind of think it's better when it's really public like that, because you have like hundreds of thousands of people on your side supporting you.
Yeah,
like,
it kind of makes. Also, don't though.
Ice Spice posted like a TikTok of her, and then she like puts it to him, and he goes, "All right," and then she goes back to her, and she's trying so she like literally is like laughing. And like posts as a caption, like three laughing emojis at Central C. I'm like, this girl knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. They are all playing their parts.
And like
very
when
well.
She calls like Ice Spice like a big booty, like
this is my one issue that I've got with this, is the like racist abuse or racist, what's the word? Comments, I guess, that Ice Spice is getting. Like, I saw, and how normalized it is, especially on TikTok. I saw this one TikTok being like, how can you leave an ethereal girl like Madeline for a girl who just shakes her ass and growls?
Well, that's not fair, is it? Because I've seen Madeline's.
And it had like 800,000 likes.
What the fuck?
I was like, whoa.
I mean, Madeline is beautiful, but I wouldn't call her ethereal.
Well, also, like, this is a girl who publicly speaks about not, like, showering, having shit on her floor. Like this is not...
Not clearing her bins up for like, weeks. Like, be fucking
people were, like,
real.
Being like, ooh, the micro... Like, I saw a few comments on the TikTok being like, the microaggressions hit. That's not even microaggressive at that point. That's just flat-out racist.
That's macro. Like, cheeky.
She's, like, yeah. Like, obviously, I think they're both pretty girls.
Yeah.
I know, but
they're
also...
They're both very different, for sure.
Once again, my other issue with this situation is that Ice Spice gets all the blame and Central C doesn't get any. Like, it's always the case with this. At least the song is good as well, because imagine if it was all this for a bad song.
That would suck.
Yeah. I would be intrigued if it was. I do think if it is a PR stunt, there is mutual benefit for both. Obviously, Ice Spice is a primarily... Because what I'm finding so funny is that obviously a lot of Ice Spice's fans are like random people from America who have no idea who fucking Madeline RG is. So all these like people are like I've been reading Twitter threads from like people in America, and they're like, apparently there's this cheating scandal, and it's like over here in the UK, like this is like groundbreaking news. Yeah. Like the whole song is warped and all this like stuff. But over in America, they're like, apparently like he's cheated on his girlfriend or something.
Well, yeah, because over there they're talking about the fucking president being shot. Yeah,
like. More important thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I get that if it is a PR stunt, he gets gain from her because he's clearly trying to break America right now, even with that little baby song. We can go bam, 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 fuck that. And now this, he's trying to obviously like make it in America. So that's his gain. And Ice Spice has an album coming out in like a few weeks. So to get this hype right now is very convenient.
Is JT's album out yet?
I think it comes out on Friday. So yeah. It has a feature from, oh no, Ice Spice's album has a feature from Travis Scott.
Oh, cool.
But I think JT's,
I'm looking forward to Ice Spice's album, to be honest.
Yeah. I wasn't until this song, and this song's got me re-engaged. Because that Fat Butt song was really bad.
That's a banger. The song that was shit was the one that Jean-Paul Gaultier song that she remixed.
What? I love that song.
The Sean...
Hot Bucks and a V, like, give me a light. Like, S-Fets of a pants fit tight. Take it, man, because I'm getting him right. I love
so
that
different.
Song. We have a very different music taste.
Yeah, we do.
That song to me was just a bit like too late. Like I've heard it a million times before.
Talking about this, sorry, I'm just going to say it on here because I actually want loads of people to go because I think it'll be so sick. Can we get our Fisher tickets?
Yes, we need to.
We're going to order them today.
Yeah, I will go. Oh, this was funny as well when she That actually got like an actual laugh out of me.
Yeah, she's been doing her thing.
Yeah, no.
Because the thing is,
it's just all done.
It's
so
actually
well.
Like, yeah, it's actually like funny, like serious funny stuff. Like posing in front of guns is funny.
And just the grin she's got on her face. sorry, if you're listening, it's a photo of her that she put on her Instagram story when this all went down. And she's like sat in front of like, I think she was in America. Well, she must have been.
Must be in America. Yeah.
She's sat in front of like a gun wall and she's like grinning and it just says me RN. Because that would be me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so intrigued to see how this plays out and to see if they actually date if, or if they like, what do you like? Do you think they can come out and be like, oh, guys, it was all fake. Haha, yeah. You fell for it. Or do you think they would have to just like slowly stop dating?
Yeah. I think they would slowly stop dating. Everyone would stop giving a fuck.
Yeah.
It's only interesting now, really. Like,
and she also brought him out a wireless, and now his trousers were down to his ankles. Have you seen the videos?
What the fuck?
Comments are so.
Oh, please
funny.
Show me.
Do you think he's hot?
Hmm?
Central C. Do you think he's hot?
I was just about to say he's so sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
I just can't get it.
Really?
I just don't get it. I really, really don't get it. Really? But I also feel like, I think like it. I don't know. There's just something that doesn't. I've seen loads of people say that he looks he looks like a mask lesbian.
Yeah, no, he does though. He looks girly.
Yeah.
I like
maybe
men.
That's why I don't fancy him though. Yeah. Because like
I either like pretty looking boys or just my boyfriend. I feel like he is pretty though, but yeah.
No, your boyfriend is pretty.
Yeah.
Like I think I feel like if you've got eyes like that, like yeah, all, like no matter how pretty. Big or like you are, like it like makes you like have a pretty face, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that.
anyway, I'm intrigued to see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
On to Love Island. Well, just a disclaimer, I haven't actually watched it since I've been away.
Not that you've really missed much.
Apart from our girl, Down Bad.
Me. Oh, I feel bad for her. I do feel bad. Right. I'm so in two minds about it. I'm actually not in two minds about it. For the people who haven't watched Love Island, Mimi and Io were together. Io went with a girl called Jessica at Catherine Moore, so ended it with Mimi, but they were still kind of flirting a little. A new guy, Josh, came in for Mimi, treated her so well, made her like waffles, was like literally came in, which is so rare for a bombshell, but like came in and was like, I'm only for you, just for you. I'd not really care about anyone else. All this kind of stuff. I think Mimi kind of got the ick slightly and was a bit like, oh, this is too much, especially when Io was right there. And she tried to reconcile with Io because Io was giving her the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Io was still flirting with
That's
her.
That's where I left off, by the way.
Yeah. So then she wanted a conversation with Io when no one was watching and they could just like have a conversation one-on-one. So she went up to the terrace and crawled so no one could see her and told Joey to go get Io to send him up. But Io said no. I said I don't want to do that because things can get misconstrued if it's like because they could come down and people like
for once in the six weeks
I was actually talking sense because he was like, what would Jess think? Would Josh think? Like, what would everyone else think? The situation was already so bad in the villa because everybody was putting their two pence and being like, they still have feelings for each other. They still have feelings for each other. So then if it came out that they were having private conversations on the terrace, it's going to be 10 times that. So then Mimi had to sadly crawl down from the terrace.
Oh, bless her.
And then they had a private convo, not a private convo, a public convo in front of people and was like, I was like, this is done, it's dead. And now hopefully the situation is done. Everybody was clowning Mimi. I feel sympathy for her because it's like you're in a villa and it's so hard. I used to be like, these people are pathetic. These people are pathetic. Why won't you just move on? But like when you're forced to still live with that person, like how can you just switch your feelings off when you have to see them still for 24 hours a day?
Exactly. And I think psychologically, when you actually think about it, when you're in an enclosed space, of course they're being recorded and of course they know that. But at the same time, it's like you have other things to distract you when you're in the real world. You're like, okay, let's do this. Let me talk to my friends. Let me have this. But like at the end of the day, it's just like, what do I have to lose? Like, what do I actually have to lose? Like, let's fuck it.
I do get people's points where it's like, she literally has a man who is 100% there for her and no one else, and she's discarded him. But also, I'm like, you can't force feelings. This is why I said, I think it was last week's episode, like, to cut the show because the storylines are run dry. I was like, Mimi is better off just going out to the outside world. Like, she doesn't need to be in that villa anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think, kind of like how, like, Samantha and Joey Essex, when Samantha left, you know, when she was like, that was me done. Like, there was nothing. I think there's nothing else left there for Mimi. I don't think she likes Josh. Mm. I think she's icked out by him. And if you're icked out, like, a couple days in, it's never going
to
end well.
It's never going to go back to what you think.
And I don't think she'll be able to properly get over the Io situation until she's not in a villa with him. I don't think there's any purpose for her in the Love Island villa anymore, which is sad because I liked her. But sometimes you
need to think about the point of the villa.
Sometimes you should leave on a high with your head held high, which I can't. Like, maybe we should stop voting for her. I'm sorry, and let her be able to leave. Like,
yeah,
because she's not gonna leave of her own accord. Because like you just wouldn't naturally on the show. Like, so yeah.
Who have you been loving? How's Joey been?
Joey's been annoying as always. There's a new girl that's coming. Oh my fucking god! There's a new girl that's coming who's 22. 22 years old, Joey Essex, a 33-year-old man. God. She comes in. I know you don't, are.
That accent.
What business does a 33-year-old man have knowing a 22-year-old if it's not a family connection?
No, literally.
And the way that she goes, yeah, you're always like my Instagram stories. He doesn't even follow her. He's snooping on a 22-year-old's profile, liking her Instagram stories.
That's why they sent him into the villa. That is so he could do something with his life.
That is actually foul.
Yeah. Go on.
This new girl's coming and she's literally all for Joey. She doesn't, like, she's literally like, I've never had to grow for anyone before. Like, surely you're not making me grow for you. And he's like, yeah. And Jesse is flipping.
Really? I feel like Jesse could be so crazy.
Jesse is very jealous. A very jealous type of person, which you shouldn't be with someone like Joey Essex if you're a jealous type of person, because
it's all gonna end.
I don't necessarily, I'm not brand. He did say on the show, he was like, I've never cheated on anyone in my life. I don't know how much I believe that, but you know, you have to take someone's word for it. But what I do think, he loves female attention. Mm-hmm. Whether he acts on it or not, he loves playing up to it and having a flirt and stuff like that. Which, if you're not a jealous person and you have and you're very trustworthy in a relationship, is fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Jesse is. I don't think they'll last. I don't think any of these people are going to last.
Yeah, how's Kieran and...
Oh, so in the most recent vote where someone got dumped... it was that one where it was like at a beach party and they reveal. Yeah. Remember last series where they revealed Whitney was voted as the favorite? Mm-hmm. And then that was like the start of her downfall because everybody started calling her cocky and arrogant when she literally wasn't. That was Nicole and Kieran. Nicole and Kieran topped the vote. Mm-hmm. and then they came back. And then in a game, the thing in the game was kiss the person who you think's the most arrogant. And they kissed Nicole. And Kieran went, How can we be arrogant when we're the most compatible? And someone went, well, because you just said that. And I was like, I don't know. I'm so done with this series. I'm sorry.
When is it ending? Next week?
We've still got another week and a half.
Another week and a half. I thought last week we had only 2 weeks left.
So it's like the final, I think, is a week on Monday. So it's like just under a week and a half. But, oh my God, I forgot to say. I remember what I was going to say before about the Mimi situation. I'm very scared for the girl because they've announced that they're doing that award show thing where they play clips. You know, where it's like...
Oh, yeah. The da-da-da-da-da.
Like the... I can't remember what they call it, but the grafties is what they call it.
Yeah. Oh, Mimi.
And one of the categories' name is... biggest epic fail.
Oh my God.
When that clip gets played, she will have to say goodbye to Josh.
Yeah, no, literally.
This is what I mean when sometimes...
Wait, does Josh not know about this?
Josh has no idea about... And neither does Jessica. No one has any idea about the terrorist conversation other than those two and Joey.
Oh, long day.
Very.
Very long day.
And this is what I mean when sometimes you should know when's your exit call. Because if she just left the villa a week ago... Like I saw the series ended
a
week ago.
I never thought she'd be here.
I know it's. So
I actually was like saying to I was saying to my boyfriend, I was like, she is not going back to him now. Like, you see how close off she is. Da, 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 da. Boy, was I wrong.
Well, I think in the outside world, she wouldn't have gone back.
Yeah, because she doesn't Southampton.
Because she's a 3-hour train ride away. No, but I mean, like, in the sense of like, in the outside world, she probably would have like blocked him on social media and moved on with her life. But she physically can't. This is what I mean. She shouldn't be in the villa.
This will physically take, bring the worst out of people. Yeah. Like,
and Sean, I've literally never. Oh my God. Wait, I forgot to tell you about this. Did you watch that episode where there was a tennis game?
No, I haven't watched that. Apparently, that's really good.
It was. Everybody was on smoke that day. Really? Like, everybody was in the worst mood. Sean kept making comments about like the Mimi and Io situation, like to the point where Jess was like, what the fuck is your problem?
Wait, which Jess?
The Casa Jess.
Oh, okay.
And then Joey said that they wrote down on, one of the questions was, who would your partner be with if they weren't with you? And Joey was like, well, if Grace was being honest, she'd write my name.
Mm.
And just
if Grace was what?
Being honest, she would have written my name. Yeah. And Casa Jess goes, Joey, her usual type isn't even you anyway. And you know exactly what she meant by that.
Wait, what does she mean?
Her usual type is not white men.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, damn, Jess.
Wait, who's Grace coupled up with now?
Ruben.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she does not like that man.
Yeah.
Grace is clinging onto that villa. Like the way that she was with Blade and then like now she's with Ruben. Like she is trying her hardest.
Does she not like Josh?
Josh with Mimi. Josh is like so with fully Mimi. On Mimi.
Yikes. Mimi, I thought this is what you wanted, babe.
I know. She said, I just need someone to come in who's all for me. And then, but I also do get it. I would be very cringed out if someone came and was like,
all for me.
There's something about, which I feel like, maybe I'm just a terrible human, but there's something about like someone making like waffles in a heart shape with whipped cream and for me, that would put me off.
Yeah.
Like I get Mimi's thoughts.
Yeah, no, I
would.
That.
It would be too
Why
much
so
for me
thoughtful?
To. Like, I'm just like, oh, can we not just act normal?
Can we not just make it round?
Yeah. Can we not just have a bowl of cereal and chat? Like, I don't need a waffle made in a heart shape with whipped cream with my name and initial on. Like,
yeah.
It's, oh gosh.
No, I totally get that.
Anyway, God, I'm sending thoughts and prayers for Mimi for this movie or whatever it's called, award show night. Joey Essex, I've never seen someone who is so obviously playing a game in there. He kissed in the, well, obviously he was antagonizing Grace during the tennis match thing, but then in the Snog, Marry, Pie game, he kissed Grace. Oh, no, sorry, that was a lie. He kissed Nicole, and Nicole and Kieran are official boyfriend and girlfriend now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so Kieran was like, what the fuck? And Joey was like, oh, I thought that was, I was like, no, you know what you were doing. You were trying to get a storyline out of kissing the only person in a relationship. Like, it's so blaringly obvious to me, like, which just makes it not fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, especially because it's him, like, you've done so many reality shows, like, it's not funny that you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's, like, a random person who's never been
like,
on TV before, like, that's funny. But when you've been on every reality show under the sun and you're playing a game like that, it's not interesting or funny to me. But, yeah, good luck to Mimi. And Uma and Will are official as well. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, they are. Wait.
The ones who were dumped, Uma.
No, wait, who? Where did I see that? What did they do?
Will did like that balloon.
Oh, yeah, the balloon arch. Yeah.
And people being like, why did it look like a tombstone? I don't know if she's happy. I don't. Honestly, once they're off that show, I do not care about these people anymore. Like the way that everyone's like, Uma and Will asked each other out.
Should have
like,
done that on the fucking show. Like, should have
like,
stayed on.
I'm like, why do you care? These people are just like normal, everyday people now. Mm. Like, there's something about Love Island is where once they're off the show, I just don't view them as like famous or celebrities or interesting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't give a hoots about them once they're off that fucking island.
Right.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin' of the week? I have a song. So my what's poppin' of the week, you know when like you go on a girl's trip and then you have that song that you just like non-stop playing? Like, our one was six in the morning. So my one is... Move by Adam Port. I just wanna I love the one where you move. Yeah, it's
such a
banger. That's such
a good song. That's very Mykonos song.
Yeah, it's very like. Mickey.
Okay, I have quite a lot this week, actually. Oh, crap, my camera's flashing. I need to be quick. I watched a movie, which I never watch movies ever, but I watched a movie called Zola.
Okay.
You would love it. It's really good. It's by A24 Film Production Company, which is a good film production company. And it's based on a string of tweets about this stripper. I believe her actual real life name is Zola. And she posted 150 tweets being like, this is about this story about how me and this bitch fell out. And it's like, I don't want to spoil it, but like... Basically, she's working at her serving job, and then this like white girl who's like got edges and has a black scent, and she's like, "Oh, girl, like I love you. Like, do you dance? Like, let's go dance together tonight." And then they take a trip to Miami to go to Florida to do
Miami's in Florida,
but it was Tampa, not
okay.
It wasn't Miami. And then you can guess that obviously the trip to Florida didn't go to plan because there's a whole movie and 150 tweets about it. Okay. But I'm not going to spoil it. But it's so good. It's got really good like balance of like comedy, but also suspense, but also like action, but also nicely shot and interesting. Okay. I will say it's not a film that I would like necessarily recommend to like my brothers or like my parents. But like, I feel like if you like Us and you like the stuff we speak about, it's very that coded. Okay, like it's, you know, it's about like, it's a real story based on tweets about a stripper. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's very, and it's not long. It's only an hour and 20.
So how do you spell it?
Z-O-L-A, Zola. And it's on Channel 4 as well. Like, oh. It's not, it's an American film released years ago, but Channel 4 have bought the rights. So you don't have to buy it or anything. Number two, I've started reading again. And I've been reading, fuck, what's that called? Normal People. You know, the TV show with Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar Jones. I've not watched the show, so I'm reading it for the first time and I'm really enjoying it. My song, I feel like this is a very old song, but I've only just discovered it. Always by, is it Daniel Caesar?
Yeah.
By Daniel Caesar featuring Summer Walker. Anyway, thank you for listening to this week's episode. If the people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow us on social medias at Pop Off Podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube, which is called Pop Off Podcast, or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or wherever you listen. Rate us 5 stars and we'll see you next week.
Ciao! Bye.